Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Between the Lines Empowering Network with your girl, your favorite host, of course, Corinne LaFont. And today I have with me Dr. Matt Kreinheider. I hope I pronounced that properly. He doesn't want me to call him Dr. anything. He says Matt alone will work. So I'm giving you, my listening audience, permission to call him Matt as well. And the topic for today is Conversations in Consciousness, a new way of healing. There are many new ways of healing, but we're going to find out today what Matt is going to be sharing with us. And let me tell you a little bit about him. So Dr. Matt Kreinheider acknowledges that he's a chiropractor. I was just telling him that he needs to fix my back, but that's for another topic. So that he's a chiropractor, he's not a medical doctor. He will not give you medical advice. It's unlikely he will recommend vitamins, nutrients, lasers, oxygen therapy, or any other adjunctive or alternative treatment. All those things are great. And it's up to you to decide what form of intervention you're doing with your health care providers. Many people expect him to be anti-chemo. He's not. It's a tool, and like any tool, it has a time and a place. Here is a truth he has to offer you, though. Illness and disease are manifestations of a life that is not moving in the correct direction or is intentionally trying to extinguish. These are conversations in consciousness, he calls it. His goal is to teach you how to have enough awareness, knowledge, and emotional and mental space to understand where you are in your journey through this life. This includes the role cancer is playing to wake you up to a larger perception of yourself and perhaps a greater mission in life. Welcome, Dr. Matt Kreinheider, to Between the Lines Empowering Network.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm glad to have you on the show. This whole thing about conversations and consciousness, What are you speaking about? I mean, we're talking cancer here, and cancer seemed to be taking over the world. I mean, when I was younger, you never hear about cancer. I don't know where this thing creep up from, or was it something that people didn't know much about at the time? And what can we do about it? Is it a change in lifestyle, a change in diet, a change in, as you say, consciousness?
Yeah, I think it's probably all of those, really. You know, you're absolutely right. Most of the people in the generation above mine that I talk to say, when we were growing up, we didn't hear a lot about cancer, and now you hear about it all the time. And I agree. You know, there's a lot of it that's happening right now. So what I've seen in the people that I work with is that oftentimes either they're going to fall into two camps. They're going to do traditional treatment, chemo, radiation, surgery, whatever it is, or they're not. And for the people who aren't, who want to do something alternative, usually they focus on diet and nutrition, which is awesome and important, but it's not the whole picture. You know, life is really a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and social experience. So if people are just focusing on the physical to take care of a physical problem, it's often not enough. So what I really focus on is helping people look at the entire context of their life in which the cancer has shown up in, to help them understand where there might be stresses that are impacting their body and creating a hospitable environment for the cancer to exist from a biochemical perspective, and then changing their life in ways to make them happier, more carefree, experience more freedom so that their body will start to respond better and move more towards health.
So are you saying then that we could fight this thing with our minds and with our awareness, with telling our bodies what it needs to do? We must take control. We must become the CEO of our own bodies. I saw that in an article sometime. We must become the CEO of our bodies. I like that. Is that what you're telling us? That we, instead of having to totally probably depend on the alternative or the traditional forms of treatment, that we can do something about it, not just play dead and throw up our arms in the air?
Yeah, I love that, being the CEO of your own body. You know, some of the research that they've done says that when people take control of their health decisions, almost universally, they tend to be healthier. So a lot of people will just follow the advice of their medical doctor or any other type of doctor, and that's okay. Those are trained professionals, but it's also important to recognize that it's your life and your body and your health and wellness experience, and ultimately you have the last say about what's going on. So the way
as
that
a
you
CEO,
said it is,
you,
is...
As a CEO, you have the last say.
Yes.
That is good. That is good. Now, you mentioned something a while ago about the whole thing about cancer and where it's probably happening more prevalent. And I want to get from you, where are you seeing or hearing the cancer happening more? Do you find you get more breast cancer, like for women, or is it prostate cancer or colon cancer? Where is this cancer liking the most? Let me put it like that, because they must they must like a particular area of the body the most, and why?
You know, it's up across the board on all different types of cancer, and the breast cancer, it has a lot of public awareness for sure. For men, prostate and colon cancer have high prevalence. The lung cancer is the most common second site for cancer to exist. So there's a lot of different areas that it's showing up in. Ultimately, I don't know that there's really one correlatable reason that it's choosing one particular part of the body. You know, we could get into other ways to look at kind of how the body takes in the life experience, and there's a lot of systems that do that, like acupuncture and Ayurveda and lots of those types of systems. To me, that's not really the most important thing. To me, the most important thing is that in one way, shape, or form, your body's saying, there's something that's not working well here, and we really need to pay attention to what's going on and identify where the stressors are happening in life, whether they are physical, diet, toxicity related, or if they are in the other areas of life, or a combination of multiples of those areas. So the location is interesting and valuable, but maybe not the most valuable thing to pay attention to. Usually we find, or I find when I'm coaching people, that there's plenty of things to identify, and then that area of the body, it becomes interesting if we want to drill down in one of those healthcare type systems, but there's also other ways that we can look at it.
Oh, and you mentioned stressors. You mentioned stressors. Are you trying to say that stress or our environment that we exist in or live in is what's causing the cancer?
It's absolutely a contributor. You know, I think by the time someone has cancer, usually there's a process that's been going on in the body. Many of the doctors and the research say at least 5 years, possibly up to 10 years. So this is a process that's been existing in the body for a long time, and it's not just something that's been going on overnight. So what's interesting about stress, when stress happens in the body, is it reduces the amount of oxygen that's getting out to the peripheral tissues. We know that cancer exists in a low oxygen environment. It's also increasing the amount of stress hormones we have in our body, certain stress hormones called cortisol and adrenaline, which are the most common, and those stress hormones tend to create more of an acidic environment in the body, which also is hospitable to cancer. And they've done research in mice that when they cause them social stress, it actually creates more of an opportunity for the cancer cells to grow and create more of a tumor. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty clear that when the body is under stress, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, that it creates more of an opportunity for the cancer to live and thrive.
So then what do we do, Dr. Matt? You see, I'm calling you.
That's okay,
what do
Dr.
We
Matt
do,
is fine.
Matt? Yeah, Dr. Matt. Yeah, what do we do? I mean, we are surrounded by stress all the time. I mean, and you're telling me this thing thrives in an environment like that. What are some tips or strategies that you can tell us? Because we're talking about consciousness here, conversations in consciousness. That conversation we need to have with ourselves to say, hey, I am taking control of my body. I am the CEO here, okay? I am in charge, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. What are the things that we need to tell the body to do, and we need to follow through on, so that we don't have this disease or these bad things coming into us? It comes like you're running a big corporation. You can't have certain people bringing toxicity into your company now. So if you're the CEO, you have to try and get them out, or else they would bring you down flat to the ground. You can't do that. So it's our body, and we're the CEO. How do we get rid of the toxicity in our body?
Yeah, great question. So one attribute of a CEO that I absolutely love is a CEO that pays attention to the people that are advising him, and he takes the advice of the people who are in the trenches. And I think it's the same thing with our body. You know, the truth is that, like we said, if the cancer is happening and expressing in a tumor or something like that's been going on for a long time, and really our body's trying to give us a message. So a lot of people will try to focus on, okay, what do I have to do to make the cancer go away, which is a response that comes out of fear. It's a response that comes out of an unwillingness to be with the experience of having cancer. And ultimately, yes, we want to be healthy. We want to be well. But when we're attacking the cancer, then we are not accepting that it's a process that's been happening in our body, and probably because we've been ignoring some part of our life that's been trying to tell us that things aren't okay.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If we're stressed, and we're ignoring it, how else is our body and our life going to let us know that things are not working? And if we're not paying attention to the signs that we're getting, like, you know, fatigue or getting colds and flus regularly or whatever it is, if you're not listening, then you're not going to be able to take that advice and make a change.
Well, what kind of CEO would you make? You're not listening, like you say, to the people around you. You're not listening to internal or external. You're not listening to them. So you're not even listening internally to what your body is telling you. And they send messages, you know. You know, the body is such a fantastic little thing. It is so complex, I don't think anybody could really figure it out. Because every employee, let's call them that, in your body is working. And it's communicating. And it's like, hello up there, you know, CEO. I see somebody, I saw Matt walking in here a while ago, and he was just trying to break down this particular area. I don't think he's a good guy. You know, we need to do something about it. You know, and he, you know, a little message might come out, nothing hard or nothing, you know, severe. You know, you might cough a little, you might sneeze a little, you might itch a little, and it might be nothing. But that's just the first message. And then they start sending bigger and longer and deeper messages. You know, and it's sometimes you have to, it's like you wait until you reach to that point for you to realize, oh my God, this thing is serious. But by that time, it already almost take you over.
Right. Yeah, and the confusing thing for most people, you know, I have absolutely talked to people who said, yeah, I was going along just fine and the cancer came out of nowhere. And then I start to ask some questions. You know, you start to ask some questions and you hear some interesting things. So they've been working 60 hours a week for the past 5 years, and they've been fighting with their wife or husband, and, you know, they're having tough relationships with their kids. They're not enjoying themselves. They're not doing the things they know they need to do to be healthy, like working out, eating well. And then they tell me that the cancer came out of nowhere. So it becomes really interesting,
it's always
you know, because all of these things, we're not taught in our culture today to really lead a healthy life. We do health as if it was a goal, not a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So the cancer for most people absolutely does not come out of nowhere, but we've really lost touch with how to pay attention to what our body is telling us. And that is absolutely a skill that people with cancer, I very much encourage and teach them oftentimes in coaching how to get back is, okay, how do I understand really what the conversation is with what's happening in my body and the rest of my life?
And not only that, when you look at your medical history or family history, when you take over as CEO, you were not the CEO all along. You may have taken over from somebody else. You know, when you're looking at, when you liken it to a corporation, there was a CEO before you. But when you become CEO, you need to find out what sort of history he or she had, you know, coming into the job. So it's the same thing. You need to find out what's your history, your family history, et cetera, in order to know, okay, there's a possibility that I may have cancer. I've been passed on this from the previous CEO, and so this is what I have to deal with, or possibly have to deal with. So this is the things I need to do. Same thing with diabetes, hypertension, and all those lifestyle diseases that we have control over, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and what's interesting for a lot of people is if they're being trained by the previous CEO, they're going to learn all the strategies, all the ways of behaving, all the ways of thinking that the previous CEO had. And then they get the very same type of cancer. So is it genetic? And we know that there is a genetic component. Or is it that they are just passing on all the same thought, behavior, emotional patterns that may be contributing to a pattern of unhealth that the previous CEO had? So now we have this running thought issue in the corporation that needs to be resolved, but there's no outside coach. You know, there's no consultant to say, this is not a pattern, this is not a behavior that's supporting the CEO and the company's health.
Yeah, you carry on the same culture from before. You don't decide, no, we need to break this culture. We need to start things afresh and new. We can't keep perpetuating the same old thoughts and ideas.
Right.
Wow,
exactly.
Wow. But in your book, Dr. Matt, you share a number of things in there. Would you want to share one or two other additional tips for our listeners? And I know you want to do a giveaway as well, and you're giving away your book. Can you tell them about that?
Yes, of course. So the ebook really is designed to take people through an experience that I had with one of my clients who had breast cancer and help to kind of show how some of the ways that she was thinking and feeling about what was happening in her life were not leading her to a full experience of health. And for her, it happened to be more of an emotional relationship issue that she was really harboring a lot of anger towards her partner for something that had happened in the past. And she never felt like she could fully express or act on that anger. And every time we talked about it, we saw that this was a pattern that had been going on in her for years and years and years and years. And through a little bit of coaching, but really through her own intuition, she came to a deeper understanding of, wow, you know, either I got to get over this or this thing is going to eat me alive. So it was really interesting to watch how some of these patterns show up. So a lot of times the emotional component is the biggest thing for people, whether it's cancer or any other disease, because we don't live in a culture that really supports healthy and skillful emotion. We push the emotion down, we make it go away, and it's a quote-unquote bad thing. So being, I teach a lot of people emotional skillfulness. So when the emotion happens, how do we allow it to happen? How do we let it have its full expression? And then how do we learn from it? And then the next time it comes up, it's not quite as scary and not quite as big and loud. And that's a major learning for a lot of people. So in the book, I go into quite a bit on those types of subjects. And it's a quick read. It's, you know, I think 30 pages or so. It's nice and quick, but it gives kind of some nuggets of, you know, one person's journey on really coming to understand herself in a deeper way through her cancer experience.
Wow, I love that. I love that. So it's really conversations. It's really tapping into the deeper aspect of our conscious and subconscious and acceptance, not denial. Because as you rightly said, you know, the environment within which we live, the culture, the upbringing too, doesn't allow us to really express how we feel, because it's like, put it down. Don't talk about that. You know, now is not the time. You know, it's embarrassing. I can't speak about that. You know, we can't keep going on like that. We need to get all these things out. You know, the process of letting go. And I mean, just letting it go right out there. You know, some people are afraid to talk certain things with certain people because they're afraid of being judged. What the hell? Be judged. You know, just the main thing is that it's out there. Just get it out of you. You know, whether people want to judge you or not, it doesn't matter. And they are not responsible. Who put them in the position of being judge or juror in the first place? But the main thing is for you to feel relief, for you to cope with yourself. And this is what I'm noticing with a lot of people. They are afraid, and the fear doesn't even have any justification, Dr. Matt. It is just a matter of being embarrassed or how people would look at them, you know? You need to get over yourself, people. Yeah, you need to get over yourself. And I'm liking what, you know, the kind of skills that you mentioned in your book. Even though it's a short read, I'm sure it's a powerful read that somebody can walk away after reading it, you know, with one skill, even if it's one skill that they didn't know before, that they can apply readily.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're giving away this book. So tell persons how they can get a copy of your book.
Great. thank you. Yeah, so my website and my blog, there's a lot of great information on the blog. It's, the website is called cancerconsciousnessproject.com. Mm-hmm. And on the front page, right on the right-hand side, there's a picture of the book. If you just click on that, you can put in your name and email, and I'll send the ebook right to them. And like I said, you know, a lot of really neat stuff. And my goal with this is that I feel like I have some knowledge that is really missing in the cancer community and is really missing for a lot of people on their journey. So if I can get this out to as many people, it's no obligation, no cost to them. If it gives them one moment of insight, one new idea about what they have to do in their life to make this transition, this healing, then my work is, you know, being used in a wonderful way. So if there's someone who's listening who has cancer, or if they know someone who has cancer and they want to share that link with them, that would be great. You know, this is really, I'm doing this work and I'm promoting it, but this is really a community and a global issue, and we all need to help each other kind of get to the place where we're a part of the solution. So my hope is that people will enjoy it and get something out of it and share it with someone they know who could really use the work.
I love that. And I'm looking at your website now, cancerconsciousnessproject.com, and I'm going to share that link on the episode page. And I'm seeing here, be the change you want to see in your cells. So you're doing it at the cell level because, you know, it's the cells and millions of cells that make us all up. So be the change you want to see in your cells. I like that. So if you have to talk to that deep, you know, all the workers in your body as the CEO, all those little workers. You need to get to them. You have to bypass the VPs and the managers and the department heads. Get past all of those people there, you know, all the bigger guns, and go down to the little people, you know, as they are termed, you know, which is a negative term. But get down to the little ones who really are the workers, because it's your cells that are protecting you. It's your cells that are repairing you. It's your cells that are building you. It's the cells that we feed every day with food, et cetera, and thoughts. And so it is important for you to go straight down to the cells. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. And I'm seeing the book here. And it's easy. From the time you go on cancerconsciousnessproject.com, it's pretty easy. You put in your name and your email and you get a book immediately. Yeah? And I would love for persons who get access to that to give you some feedback. We don't just want them to read it and stop there. Give you some feedback, give you a review, you know, communicate with you. I believe you have You have some way that persons can contact you? Tell us how they can contact you.
Yeah, there's a couple ways. If they're on the website, there's a link up at the top that says Work with Dr. Matt, and my email address is right on there. And my email address is very simple. It's drmatt@cancerconsciousnessproject.com. And I do my best to answer email as quickly as possible. So if someone has a specific question or something that's going on, I'd be happy to have, you know, a quick email discussion, or depending on what their needs are, even a quick phone conversation if they need it. So they can always get a hold of me. My real goal here is to serve and help people get to the place that they need in order to heal. So, feel free. They can absolutely reach out and connect with me. And like I said, share the ebook if they'd like to do that. And, leave some comments on the blog, whatever it is that makes them happy and feel engaged.
I love that. It's all about us taking charge of our bodies, of our health, of our life. I've heard of people who have gone in remission as a result of taking control, building that awareness, realizing that the power is in their hands, that they no longer show any cancer, and they just keep that positivism. They talk to their body, they say, you know, like for me, for instance, I tell people, I say, cancer, what the hell is that? I don't have time for that. So I tell my body, I don't have time for these things. Cancer, I am too busy. I don't have time to accommodate those things. Cancer, hypertension, you know, diabetes, I don't have those things. And so I don't welcome them. I don't encourage them. I don't entertain them. This CEO does not entertain those kind of people at my organization. We don't do those things. No, we don't entertain those type of people. We don't entertain the diabetes. We don't entertain hypertension. We don't entertain cancer. Anything that will stop us from being successful and healthy and happy, we don't entertain. Sorry, the door is locked. So that's my approach. That's my approach, and people can't follow my approach. It's an aggressive approach. There's nothing subtle about it. But with this kind of life that we live, with all the distractions and things coming at us, we really have to be aggressive when it comes to our health. You know, and as a CEO, you cannot be a passive CEO. You're running a massive organization. Isn't that
right.
so? When
yeah.
you're the CEO of your body,
absolutely.
You're in charge of everything. Isn't that so?
I'm the CEO of me, right?
I'm the CEO of me, right? The brain, the lungs, the heart, the everybody. I mean, I can't name all the different functioning parts, but there's some big people in there. So I have to be aggressive. So that's what we need to do. We need to be aggressive in what we're doing and in running our bodies. Thank you so much, Dr. Matt. I mean, it's hard for me not to say Dr. Kreinheider, but... But thank you so much for being here and for, as you
sure.
say, serving. For serving. A lot of people don't consider serving an important thing to do, but serving is important, and being on this mission of getting the word out about cancer. I mean, it's already out there, but the approach that you're taking about, you know, having conversations with your consciousness, having conversations with yourself, building your spirituality as well is another aspect. And being taken charge, you know, being the CEO of your body and telling it what it needs to do and not welcoming or entertaining anything that's negative is a welcome and refreshing thought. And I would encourage persons to get a copy of your book by going to your website, cancerconsciousnessproject.com, and getting a copy. And, of course, reaching out to Dr. Matt via his website through Dr. Matt or Work With Me. When you click on the tab, you will see an email for him. So, wonderful having you on the show. Any final words before you go?
No, thank you so much for sharing your microphone so that the message can be heard and get out there hopefully to some people that it can help, or secondarily to be shared further on with more people who really need it. And thank you for doing what you do in the world and sharing the positive message and the good vibe and all the ways that you're helping out. I appreciate being a part of what you're doing.
Thank you so much. We can't do this alone, yeah? We can't
That's
do
right.
this alone. We have to help each other. So thank you again, Dr. Matt. And for all the listeners, thank you for being here. You know, you can listen to the recorded version of the show. That's the beauty of being on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, follow my show, Between the Lines, at Between the Lines on blogtalkradio.com. Follow and like. You know what to do. I don't need to tell you. We do this show every Monday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are broadcasting from the lovely island of Jamaica. What's up, man? That's the thing about us here. Paradise at best. This is your host, Corinne Lafond, wishing you a fantastic evening. Have fun. Live up life. Enjoy it. Think positive. Be the CEO of your body. And have a fantastic weekend.